As I looked over the shoulder of the maybe mid-60s age gentleman that was sitting next to me on the flight into Port-au-Prince, Haiti, for the very first time, he sat at the window and he looked out and he shook his head silently. I couldn't imagine what I was about to experience in just a few minutes as we touched down in the Haitian capital. He looked so sad, but he wasn't overwhelmed. He just placed his small wrinkled hand in his forehead, and as I looked out the window, all my naive eyes could see were these white buildings everywhere as we approached the runway. But 10,000 feet turned to 5,000 feet, and then instantly I realized what I was looking at. Tent cities as far as the eye could see. It was 1 year and 1 month since the devastating earthquake of 2010 that claimed close to 300,000 lives. And it was truly the beginning of my journey of compassion and determination here at Food for the Poor. I began my work at Food for the Poor as a radio fundraiser in October of 2010. You know, I saw crushing poverty in more than a decade of travel to Jamaica, Haiti, Guatemala. Once on a trip to northern Haiti, I met Eugene, a father, a widow, a man I'll never forget. He lost his wife to an illness and his youngest child to health complications due to severe malnutrition. And somehow, he found the strength to keep going daily. "Why, Eugene?" was my question through the translator that day. His answer in Haitian Creole, "My children." That's all he could say. It was for my children. Then there's Gloria, living in a remote corner of western Guatemala, her children, who sat woefully as we approached their ramshackled home. I even hesitate to call it a house. It was a hovel, this rusted metal and rotten wood covering this entryway that she walked in and out of daily, as she sent her children to the local garbage dump to find bottles and cans and plastic to sell for a profit, if they found that. I remember them telling me that sometimes they go twice a day on Thursdays because more trucks come later in the afternoon. She had to send the children because she was too weak physically to go anymore. And if they didn't, well, it meant that they couldn't afford to live in that dilapidated shack that they called home. It meant that they wouldn't eat. It meant near death for their children and for Gloria. It's truly been a journey of discovery for me with Food for the Poor. With these encounters and so many more, it's been hard to experience, but it's really helped me to forge a bond with those radio personalities who have been and seen what I've seen. And with the same passion, they share the real-life needs of families. Families that they have met personally in Haiti or Guatemala. Something truly miraculous takes place. It's a listener in Dallas. It's a listener in Portland. It's that listener in Cleveland that gives generously to help a child or a family that they possibly never meet this side of heaven, solely based on faith or the emotion of which we tell their story. You know, radio fundraising has been more than just a job to raise money and feed families in one or all of our countries in Latin America and the Caribbean. It's been a journey of faith in the Lord. It's truly the Holy Spirit that knits my spirit with these families, and the same Holy Spirit creates that special bond with our radio partners and their very precious relationship with listeners. And this has been a journey of discovery, and He has divinely connected these relationships.